Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 7th of February, next Wednesday, on Relationship Wednesday. Now, I ordered this. That's why it's happening. On Relationship Wednesday, it will be Valentine's Day, just so you know. It's so funny. I thought of that, and I thought, wow, wouldn't that be appropriate? It is appropriate, so it's very cool. So I wanted to say good morning to everyone in the chat. I didn't get to everyone. By the time sometimes people get on, I don't know who's going to be there. So good morning for lighting up the chat and for everyone who calls in. It's so cool to see everything just light up once the show starts. And today's show, I realize there's completely two different kinds of relationships. When people meet, they either fall in love, like there's that love. You don't know what it's going to do yet. You don't know each other yet, but you know you love each other. And then there's that high of love. So one is just, you know you love. And then the other one is kind of like curiosity, crush, high. And there's a big difference between the two. Huge difference between the two that I never really noticed until I started working with people and they would tell me how they met. And 9 times out of 10, the really high love, that impact in the beginning, were the hardest relationships to maintain over time. So I was really curious. Why? Because when we first meet somebody, of course, we're very excited. And we want to get to know them more, and we do grow with them. But the ones who stay calm, they're not the ones who show up at my door. They're the ones I meet in different places who've been together for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, some, 10. And there's one common thing they all say, every single one of them. I can't believe this much time has gone by. They don't feel time with each other. They never rushed it in the beginning. They never rushed it in the middle. They never felt the need to. It doesn't mean that they have perfect relationships. It means that they did not feel that urge to make things happen, because to them it already happened. They felt love. And the love wasn't what they focused on. The relationship was, because they were already secure in the love part. So once that was established, it's what are we doing this weekend? Where are we going? If one or the other wanted to do something and the other agreed or disagreed, they'd tell them. There wasn't a fight about it. There wasn't a disagreement. There wasn't one thinking the other one didn't love them if they wanted to do something on their own. And I found out that when the relationship is secure, and they're not always talking about a "don't you love me" kind of a conversation, or you constantly have to prove to this person that you are loyal, there, whatever it is, even if you've been there for 5 years, 6 years, when you don't have to do that, it only means that that love came with trust, and that trust allows you both to be who you are with each other. And a lot of times you don't want to do things separate, but once in a while it happens, and it's kind of funny, like, oh, he wants to get together with the boys, or she wants to go on a 3-day spa with her girlfriends, or whatever it is. They never focus on the love. Now, the relationships that end up being really hard to stay in are the ones where that love, it's always being put to the test somehow. You're always being vetted. You're always, you know, getting challenged. If you feel a little stable, they might do something and create an issue. It's not because anybody's good or bad. It's that what was inside of them hasn't been dealt with before they got to you. So when they get to you, they need to deal with whatever lives in them, and stuff starts showing up, and then your relationship becomes about putting out fires. But what's interesting is, how do you know if you have a forever love in your relationships? Because now you're invested 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 6 years. And you're trying to make it work. And every time I hear the word trying, I just know. Because now they've already taken a step back to say, hey, things are not working out. The fact that you have to try spells out very loud and clear that the love between the two of you is injured. Now, there's a lot of relationships where there's an injury to the relationship and you repair the relationship. But when you're dealing with the injured love, because injury to a relationship could be, you know, one or the other did something, it hurt the other one's feelings, but you covered together. But the relationships that don't last forever, I'm going to say it now, is when there's blame. When one is waiting to blame the other for something they did wrong, so the other one will be right. Because now you've got a tit-for-tat relationship that's going to teeter-totter one way or the other, and it is going to exhaust you to the point that you feel like you have to leave. Because you're just exhausted. It never goes back to the love, even though the love is what needed to be proved, because it wasn't there deep enough to maintain the relationship. There's certain things you know when you have the forever love, the kind that can sustain the ups and downs and all the rounds. And I will tell you, the first one is that the people around you just know you are. You don't have to tell anybody. You can just talk about the person, and there's that sense, that energy of trust, of seeing the other person just the way you might describe the other person. Usually, when it's not the forever love, the person who's met the other person tries to convince everyone how good this person is. And you don't have to do that when you know. You might tell someone you're happy, you're excited, you're happy you met that person. It usually goes a little slower in the beginning as you get to know each other. You don't worry about what they're doing when you're not with them. You just get excited of when you're going to see them, because you already trust what's inside of you. People know. Your coworkers will know. They'll be like, they'll tell you before you tell them. Wow, it seems like you really care about this person. Wow. We know this is going to last. And they'll tell you. There's a young couple. They were in their, I don't want to say, well, early 20s, I guess before 25 is early 20s. And they met. And probably, I would say 3-4 months into the relationship, they introduced, the girl introduced the boy to her parents separately, not even together. Because the way the mother met him is when she was out. So they went out and the father met him when they were at work. So somehow they ended up doing it before they went, all of them, to dinner, which they were supposed to do. Once the cat was out of the bag and they wanted to tell everyone they were dating, knew everyone was going to meet. Now they decided, well, you know, let's just stop by my dad's, or let's just stop here and my mom is here right now, and whatever they were doing. So they had this little plan. And every single person who saw them, everyone, including her father, who I don't think was ready for that, said those two are going to get married one day. And sure enough, now when people talk about them, now we're talking almost 3 years later, when people talk about them, they already think they are married. Now they're at that age where, you know, all their friends are getting engaged and getting married, and they're working really hard, and, you know, they're planners. So they, you know, purchased the house, and now they're looking at this factor and that factor, and they want to make sure the house will appreciate, and, you know, whatever it is they're doing, the label slapped on it was never needed. It's interesting. Everybody knew. And when everyone told them, they'd be like, how do you know? But it's an energy. It's a presence of that energy, and it's a calm energy. It's an energy that says, hey, I'm conscious of the other person, but I don't own them. If they need help, I can help them. They see me as me. I see them as them. But then there's that us, and the us is fun and is beautiful, and I enjoy it. And what is the difference? It all goes back to how the relationship allows itself to communicate with each other. When you have recovery, how do you talk? Do you feel like you have to tell each other everything, or the other one's going to get mad? Or is it like, wow, you know, I forgot to tell you and you're both okay with it, that I was going to be late or whatever. I'm really sorry. I got, you know, tied up and whatever, and they know you normally don't do that. So it isn't a point of chasing you down and making you feel bad that you did something wrong. It's a never-ending supply of support for who you are as a person. That's what it is an issue. You guys have a recovery plan. Being conscious of the other person as a person. Not feeling like one has to serve the other under the guise that that's not happening. Only seeing one or the other's friends. Asking yourself, how comfortable are you introducing this person to your world? When you have that forever love, it happens naturally. You don't have to plan those things. There isn't like a big reveal. It just happens because life is just happening and you're both happening in it. It's an interesting thing that you don't even have to question trusting your feelings. You don't have to question what the person says. If the person goes somewhere without you, you're not worried. Operates on a completely different set of intrinsic rules. The conversations are completely different when you're not in a forever relationship. The conversation's always kind of geared towards what the other person isn't doing right, whatever that means, and what you need and how you need it. And then you're both trying to chase that ball down the hill. Well, I could never do that, she, you know. But when there is that forever love, there's that calmness that allows the two of you to just be happy that you have time to spend together. It's not that you just spend time makes up for all the time you don't see them and then, you know, it's a cycle. It's interesting because even as I'm talking about it, when I talk about the forever love, I feel that calmness myself. Just talking about it. Because pure love can only propel. And when you feel that, it's like when you walk into, you're looking for a house and you walk into a house and you say, this is the house. And the realtor looks at you like, what are you talking about? You say, I feel good in this house. That's how I find where I live now. I walked in. I already put a down payment somewhere else. I walked in. I felt good. There was a lot of sunshine. And I said, I'll take it. And he said, you didn't see the rest of it. I said, I love what I've seen. Okay, let's go see the rest of it. And I saw the rest of it, and I said, fine. And I went back to the other place, and I got my deposit back before they cashed anything, and I took care of business. And I wasn't sure about the other place. And it was not even a half a second for me to say, I know exactly what I want right now. And thank God I kept looking. Because what happens when we're in a relationship we try to prove? We tend to fight for it in a different way. It's like we want to prove the world wrong. But it's really us we want to prove wrong. We want to prove that our instinct that maybe this isn't the best place for us is the right place for us. My kids who know me, obviously they've had to watch me their whole lives because I'm their mom. And they would know if I was interested in someone or not. They would know. They would know when I was trying to make something happen. And having someone that's autistic in your world, they don't stop telling you. Because they don't get how you don't see it. But what they don't know is that you do see it. And we have to go through our processes and we have to learn. And we have to trust ourselves because it's our lesson. But then they also know when it's something good for you. And when it's something good for you, everything, it's like the air is clear, the air is clean, the air is trusted. The conversations are different. Because when you're in the forever love, there's a lot of planning that goes on that you don't even feel. Because you're builders, you're building this life together. But when you're in the I don't want to say it's a not forever love because some people can live in that cycle of proving and not proving all their relationship. It's hard. It's hard because they're the people that end up to me because they just don't know why it's not completely falling into place. I always ask the question, how did you meet? How fast did you make decisions? Or you might even meet someone and they might say, well, you know what, I don't want to label my relationships and I never want to get married again. Well, a man says that. The girl, instead of thinking, this person doesn't want to get married again, she thinks, well, he's going to love me enough to want to marry me. And she's going to want to get married because almost every woman in that age group, that's the end, you know, that's the goal. And then the disappointment starts setting in that he's not doing something that she wants him to do, even though he told her he wasn't going to do it. And then she lives in that cycle, and so she's forever disappointed. So now anything else he does disappoints her, and then I get them. And when I said it, the man immediately said, why didn't you say anything? Because then I would know why I couldn't do anything right. It's because I didn't do the one thing you wanted from me. Going back to the communication. Then he explained to her, I've been married 2 times before, and every time I got married, there was a financial hardship on me, and I thought, wow, maybe we can stay together forever by not getting married, by not having that axe to kind of throw down into the relationship in an argument. Once they started to communicate, and instead of her hoping, crossing her fingers and wondering why she wasn't loved enough for him to cross that line, she realized that she was really frustrated with him because she wanted something from him. He already told her he wasn't interested in, but he never elaborated why. And she never asked, because there's certain generational things I found, and people who are older, they still have that old school how it works romance feeling. And they want to be romanced, and, you know, they won't call the guy. They want the guy to call them. And, you know, they're still living in that era, even though it's 2018. But forever love, if the man said that, the woman would say, oh, wow, okay, so I understand now why that is an issue. Why don't we talk about that now? Oh, okay, so what did happen to you before, and why do you, you know, feel that marriage is associated with destruction of your finances? And then, you know, you have this conversation, and then you both know, and then you don't have to talk about it again, or maybe you do, or maybe you both decide, hey, you know what, I feel like we can make a go at this, and he proposes one day, or she does. There's just two different ways of dealing with life. It's the same with every other love relationship we have in our lives that is forever. If you think about how a parent loves a child, even if you don't have a child, you never think that you won't have that child one day, or you'll break up with your child. And that same feeling of I'm here forever will exist in the forever love. That same feeling. You never think of breaking up. It's like whatever shows up at your door, you're like, oh my God. We, operative word, have to take care of this. We will get over this. A year from now, this will be old news. They never think anything will break them up. They are like a permanent mindset. They never think, well, if she does this, I'm out. If he does that, I'm out. That doesn't happen. They found in studies that the minute you start talking about divorce, or you use the divorce towards your relationship, your chances of divorcing have just doubled. Because you're already doing the, hey, you know what, if this doesn't work out, I can see myself going on without this person. And the interesting thing is, the forever love, that might happen once, twice, tops probably 3 times in your life, tops, depending on how long you live. And in between those times is when you meet the others. But we get scared when we get... Sometimes you might have a partner who will do something that totally shocks you, but you can overcome it and you can stay in the relationship. But if whatever they did breaks the core of trust that you have towards people and towards life, it will be very difficult to maintain that relationship. Especially if you never reconciled why it happened, or you feel the person wasn't honest with you. because now you know that person's capability of hiding the truth or not telling the truth eventually, and that breaks the bond. And it all goes back to the bond. The bond either grows or it deteriorates over time. If the bond deteriorates over time, you feel it. You start wondering. You feel like this little feeling like maybe you're trapped. You love the person, but then you get with them or you get back with them or whatever it is you do. And then you go back and the same issues pop up because they were never resolved in the first place. But what is resolved is that you missed them. You may think, wow, you know, it's hard to find good people. At least I know this person. And you go back and then you realize you still have the same issues. When that trust is broken, it's very hard to have a recovery. And if you don't have a way of recovering in a relationship, you can't stay. Unless you enjoy being unsettled. But that forever love, the one that doesn't need a parade, that's where we stay. It's a celebration that you've met, not a celebration of what you've done. It's a celebration of how you have these great conversations. There is something absolutely amazing about that calmness. Does it mean you will not have issues? No. It just means you can deal with them. When there's no blame popping back and forth between two people, they both feel safe. When there's blame, you're like a moving target. You have no idea when you're going to do something that's not okay. So what happens to you is you don't rest in the relationship. And relationships are about finding a home that you can live in emotionally with another person. If you can't, sometimes we want a relationship over and above that feeling, but eventually you will know something's not right. Something's not right. You can see that growth and you don't feel like you have to rush it, prove anything, get anything, want anything. You're just happy you're in the same room with them. You're happy you know you're going to see them at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, in a day. There isn't a pressure put on either person to be there because they want to prove that this relationship is going to work, even though everybody around you is saying, hey, you know what, slow down. People around you know without you having to know anything, without you having to say anything. By the way you talk about someone, I just met someone, great thing, I feel really comfortable with this person. I hope things work out for us because I'm really happy here. Is different than they will, and then we're going to get engaged, we're going to get married, and 4 months later, everything is done. And then what? Now what do you do for excitement? Because you're living on an adrenaline high of the relationship. And these just run on knowing it's a pure love. And what's established in the beginning is how you're going to be probably for the rest of your lives together. It's an interesting thing. Very cool. You guys, it's already done for Relationship Wednesday. We have Dream Theme Thursday. Send in your dreams. I already have some, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.